Okay, I pushed the record button this time, the correct button. Hi, it's Wendy. Sue's
It's
here
true.
too, but she doesn't feel like talking.
It's I'm just grimacing, and I'm trying to smile, but it's just coming out as a grimace.
We are not in a good mood collectively, and
we're under a lot of stress. Yeah. It's really like it's crunch time for both
crunch
of us.
Time,
Wendy is about
yes.
ready to send her firstborn off to college. I am ready to send my firstborn off to marriage, and it's really like it's really happening now, and
yeah.
we're both handling the stress beautifully.
I don't like that I like I'm being forced to separate from my child on like a schedule that's been set by others. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's just weird to me. I don't feel like if I were picking a time to separate from my child, this would be it. So it's not ideal for me and or her, I think, but we're gonna do it anyway, and I'm sure it'll be totally fine.
Yeah, I am sure it'll be all fine, but it's the anticipation of all of it, these big life things. I'm sure everything will be fine, but the anticipation of it makes me very
yeah. I mean, also they create
stressed.
Obviously a gigantic existential crisis because you're old and
yeah,
time
these
has
are
passed.
Giant milestones.
Yeah, it's very yeah. obvious that time has passed, and I'm you know it's just unpleasant to have that thrown
yeah.
in your face in such a very
yeah.
palpable way. So also my job
yeah.
is causing me so much stress that it's insane, and I now resentful that I haven't been able to focus on sort of this stuff, preschool stuff, in the way that I wanted to, and so that's making me mad too. So what
yeah.
else do you know?
I wonder if it's I mean listen, it's never a blessing to be so busy with work that you can't focus on the important things, but I wonder if it's actually
I
a
know
good
that
thing
I'm
to have
like,
your mind
you know,
occupied.
It'd be a little less work would be better. But because I,
yeah,
I
think
so. I have to do
but I am very stressed for you. I'm
yeah.
more stressed for you than I am for me. I mean, for me, it's not a big life-changing situation. It's, you know, it's essentially just like I have an event. And, you know, my big situation, the big fear for me is that, you know, this influx of COVID and it's very unsettling. And it's not a huge party. We're not having a huge amount of people, but nonetheless, it's just unsettling.
It's scary. I totally agree with you. I mean, it sucks. It's
uh-huh.
it's and it's also the fact that we're still dealing with this COVID in the same, not in
yeah.
really so much different way than we were before, is pretty upsetting. Obviously, and this is the world's biggest understatement. But to get a taste and think you're moving forward and thinking there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel and there isn't one is pretty terrible, I have to
yeah.
say. So.
Yeah,
that's
and this week at work we had two fully vaccinated people who got COVID.
Yeah.
So I mean, clearly, obviously, you know, not life threatening in any way, no hospitalization, nothing like that. But nonetheless, like, it's just an eye opener. We're back to masks at work, and yeah, it felt like it feels like a big step backward. And,
yeah,
you know, it makes you. I forgot what we were doing. Because I let myself forget what we were doing.
Correct.
So it's a little bit depressing.
Yeah.
I find myself being so annoyed
yes.
by every little thing. And I guess that's the way I'm coping with the stress is just by being annoyed with the things that I can be annoyed with. So I'm just annoyed and full of rage over the smallest little pissy things. And I guess that's what's helping me. I saw I follow on Instagram this woman who makes part of the rage is she makes macaroons, but I guess you're supposed to say macarons.
Macaron.
So I'm pissed off about that.
About pronouncing it in French or just
macaroons. Is it macaron, macaron? Like it's
wait, what
she
is,
made
why,
me angry.
Why
her existence
her?
Made me angry.
Are you ordering something from her?
No,
you
just I just saw
her.
Her. I've seen her every day for years. She's on my Instagram. I follow her. I made the choice to follow her. I still follow. I didn't unfollow her,
mm-hmm.
but she just pissed me off. And then I'm like, oh, why am I following this macaroon lady? And then I'm like, it's not even macaroon, it's macaroon. And then that was like automatic rage. Did I unfollow her? No, of course. I'm in the throes of complete like homicidal rage because I had to update my prescription at Walgreens for blood pressure medication. And once I update it, they harass me to no end until I pick it up.
Oh, you're kidding.
I don't know if you go through this, but they text me, call me, leave me messages, call me, text me. And it's like this ironic cycle of creating high blood pressure by harassing me to pick up my high blood pressure medication. And I wonder, like, what if I was like a homicidal maniac? What if I was really like psychotic and I had to pick up my antipsychotic medication?
That's a good question.
Like, I would go on like a mass shooting. Why? It would be their fault.
So wait, do they call you and text you, or like?
Yes.
It's so call, why? Text,
message.
Can you ask them to stop?
No, I mean yes, I could, but they won't. But then the best thing is if I ignore them for too long, the prescription goes away and they're like, well, we had it for you. It's not here now. And then I'm like reprimanded. And then they're like, we got to call the doctor all over again. But I'm like, but you called the doctor last time and he gave you, well, she gave you the okay. So how is it not okay now? Well, because you didn't pick it up. So now you have to start the whole process all over again, which makes no sense.
No.
So I know, like, I sound like a maniac, but I'm in the process. I'm in the throes of that right now. I'm in the throes of a Walgreens war. That's what's happening to me. But I also feel like they're bullying me.
Yeah, they kind of are. I agree.
They kind of are, right?
Totally.
They are. I swear to God, they have made somebody snap.
Yeah, that's just.
It can't just be me.
My pharmacist doesn't ever call me. When I, in fact, I usually forget about it. Like, I call and get, like, I use an old-fashioned pharmacist that is not a chain, and I call them and I order my refill, and then I forget for 3 days.
Right.
In fact, it's so bad. There's like a 100-year-old woman who works at the counter who, when you call her, takes a long time just to kind of spell your name. So I'm not sure what's better, honestly.
I'll take it.
But yeah. So what blood pressure medication do you take?
I take nifedipine.
Is that a beta blocker?
I don't know.
I take a different one. That's not what I take, but I forgot what mine's called. Norvasc, but I take the generic.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, but like, it's like they are the bane of my existence.
That's annoying. You should.
It's maybe so annoying.
Your prescription. It's too hard, it's though. Really, it's too hard to move it.
It's too hard to move it.
It is ironic.
I'm afraid it's going to be like a worse situation someplace else. Like, you know, I'm afraid to break up with them. Like, what if I have a more abusive boyfriend?
I know, it's true. You don't know. You dance with the devil, you know, right? I don't think that's exactly. The saying, but we'll just pretend it is.
Exactly.
I'm sure.
And the last time I talked to them, I was like, can you let me talk? Like, you know, the last time the pharmacist wouldn't even let me talk. Like, just so busy trying to get me off the phone. Like, this is how I talk to them. It's so bad. We hate each other so much. It's so bad. So yeah, I'm just like in the process. I have a lot going on right now, man.
I
have a lot happening.
I feel like there was probably news this week of something or other, but I literally have no idea. I've been so
I don't care.
Yeah. On Thursday, I work till 1 a.m. Wednesday. And
oh my God,
it's terrible. I still have like 10 more things to do today, but I'm like learning. Remember when we're in psychology? Did you take psychology in high school or college?
Yes.
It was like they did that rat experiment with learned helplessness. So it was like the rat would randomly get shocked. It had no pattern to it, and like it wasn't linked, you know. And then they just eventually lay down on the floor and just keep getting shocked over and over again because they give up. That's how I feel.
They just gave up.
Yeah. Learned helplessness, it's called. Yeah, I'm just like, okay, you need this, sure, pile it on. And I don't care.
Just fine. Just shock me. It's okay.
Whatever. It's just really unpleasant. And I'm sure, I don't know.
There has to be something better than this, no? Can you, can we think of something better than this?
To do with... as a job,
I think you have to make a change.
Yeah, I think I do have to make a change, I have to say. So we'll see if I actually do it. But I don't know. And then like the masks, so my kids both have to wear masks. You know, Sam's going to be in high school all day, which is a yep. long time, obviously, to have yeah. us. Layla has to wear it in her classes so far, and not in the dorm, but every place else inside. And but at least that's for a shorter period of time. So now I'm like going right. back to trying to find masks that they like, and it's right. just, you know, we would mask up in a store, but the mask didn't have to be perfect for the 20 minutes we're in there.
Right.
But
right.
it's just really depressing. I don't know. The whole thing sucks, obviously. So yeah, I know we're in a there's place. Way more breakthrough infections than the CDC is claiming at the moment. It's no way. It's like there's some report that it was 1%. That can't possibly be the case because you and I both yeah. know people. And yeah. There's no way. So I know at least three people. You know more.
Yeah, I know two people, and I don't know anybody.
And that exactly, that's way more than 1% of the people yeah. that I know. So yeah. It's yeah. just it is scary. Again, no one I know has gotten sick enough that they had to go to the hospital, but it's just frustrating. And the CDC is doing like a really terrible job messaging, and they're confusing. They're just doing just generally not a great job. So I yeah. find that also really frustrating. And
there's definitely, I think frustrating is the word. I think that's the word of certainly the word of the week, probably, I guess the word yeah. of the year, the word of the, I guess the decade so far. There's a lot of frustration. And I mean, I don't know. Are we supposed to blame somebody? I don't know.
And also, I'm a little bit confused. I don't understand why they're not doing booster shots, which does seem to be very helpful, especially since we seem to have enough vaccines to yeah. do that, or at least start with the older people who are supposed to be really,
well,
really...
it looks like they were just, today, I just got the announcement that they were, right, that yeah. they were approved for the immunocompromised. Which, but they have to start giving them out now.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel right. also, I hope it helps those people. I mean, for those who, the immunocompromised people that I know, and the reason they are immunocompromised is because they are on immune suppressing drugs for other issues.
Uh-huh. Right.
If you're not mounting an immune response, is the third vaccine going to help? I mean, I don't know the science behind it, but my friend, for example, yeah. I don't think that's going to help her anyway, unfortunately, which seems to me to make it even more urgent for everybody else to be as protected as possible. So we're not passing on to kids and people who right. cannot get vaccinated. But what do I know? Yeah. I will say, and I meant to send this to you, Sue, there was a really interesting interview in the New York Times with this guy. His name I can't remember. I sent you another one of his interviews that he did about, it wasn't an interview, it was him talking about Barack Obama, I think. But anyway, he interviewed a epidemiologist who helped New York City just work on their program for requiring proof of vaccines to go into restaurants and gyms. Uh-huh. And she told about, this is so interesting. So a lot of the CDC's new mask mandate information actually came out of an incident in Cape Cod. What's the name of the town in Cape Cod? All the way at the end. Provincetown.
Provincetown.
Yeah. So there was a weekend that was really busy. It was in summer and it was raining. Right. So there's tons of people in bars, poorly, you know, yelling into each other's faces with no, you know, there's no way there's bars has special ventilation systems. So they got, a lot of them got sick, and there was most of them were vaccinated because most of the population there is vaccinated. So according to this epidemiologist, it's, well, this is, everybody knows this. So it's a huge gay population in Provincetown, and because of AIDS, there's a lot of knowledge in the community about like needing to sort of trace these issues and how to do it. So they compiled, so people in the community compiled their own data about the rates of people getting sick and uh-huh. gave it to the CDC. That's why the CDC even knew about it. So they wow. brought the information to the CDC, and so I thought that was incredibly interesting because it's not something yeah, I think
that's
the CDC would have been on yeah. this quickly, if at all, because they sort of, this is another decision I don't understand, but they made the decision, the CDC, months ago. They're only going to track breakthrough infections, i.e. with people who have been vaccinated, if it ends up being hospital, if people end up in the hospital. Otherwise, they weren't tracking them. So they didn't know that there were so many of them, because most of them aren't right. people who don't go to the hospital. So anyway,
right.
this population gave the information to the CDC, and then I think the CDC maybe did some further investigation, but that was amazing to me. But something yeah. that I'm a little upset, because it got spinned in such a way that it made it sound like, oh my God, the vaccines are failing, everyone's getting sick, which is the takeaway really should be, the vaccine was extremely successful because of this. There's a lot of people, hundreds of people got sick. I think only 7 were hospitalized.
Right.
And I don't think and no one died. So
right, that's successful.
Yes, and the epidemiologist was saying the vaccines aren't really supposed to keep you from getting sick at all. They're supposed to keep you from getting sick enough that it will take you to the hospital or cause death.
Exactly.
So,
and
they,
of course.
So they still are very successful in that way. But if you get it and you're with small children who aren't vaccinated, that's a different story. And that's why it's still so urgent that everybody still wear their masks, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, it was all very interesting and super depressing and frustrating and hellish. And there's like, you can't escape it. There's no place to go because every place it's a problem. So,
yeah.
I mean, even outside the U.S., so which sucks. Everything sucks. So I was telling someone the other day, like, everything totally sucks and is also fine. Everything's fine. I mean, basically, we're fine. Everything's fine. There actually is nothing bad happening, but it's all still terrible.
No, but there's so many risks.
Yeah, everything's terrible. And that's also been super disheartening because you get, like, new president, new policies, and here we are, everything's still terrible. And the
we're not there yet. We're definitely not there yet. There wasn't going to be, and we knew that. We knew that going in, you know, with the election. We knew that there wasn't going to be this. It wasn't a magic bullet. This was the beginning of the change, but this wasn't going to be the change.
God knows it would be a trillion times worse if, you know, that piece of shit were still in office. But
forget it. I can't even. I can't even go there.
No, I agree. You can't go there.
No, but hopefully this is the beginning of the change. And I think there's been positive change. I don't think everything is perfect by a long shot, but there's a lot of work to do. But this is, honestly, I mean, as far as COVID is concerned and the next pandemic, because there will be another pandemic, whether it is COVID related or not, I don't know. But we have to learn and move forward with what we've learned and be smarter next time. We knew this was going to happen. We, meaning not you and I, but we were warned about this.
Yeah.
There was a response team that was put in place decades ago.
Yep.
That was disassembled with the Trump era. They knew this was going to happen. Yep. Not this exactly, but they knew that this was on the horizon. We were told about this. It was not a surprise.
Nope.
So, you know, this didn't come out of left field.
And then, unfortunately, what's happening, it's like people who don't want to get vaccinated are like, someone in particular I'm thinking of who I know, it's like, well, are you getting sick anyway? So what's the difference?
The difference could be life and death.
Yes, literally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, what else should we talk about? I feel like we shouldn't end on that.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you my most recent wedding experience.
Okay, please.
We're going to have a rehearsal dinner. I think I discussed this before. It's just going to be, it's not a fancy rehearsal dinner. We're having it at a barbecue place.
Oh, that's great.
And it's going to be fun and very casual. It's very much what Izzy and Jeff would like to do. But I'm just doing the finalizing the menu. And I don't know if you've ever ordered barbecue for a crowd, but you have to order meat by the pound, which is disgusting.
It doesn't bother me. But I know really, you find it repulsive. Yes.
It's disgusting. I don't even know. I don't know what. I don't know how.
Although I don't know how you decide. That's something you absolutely have to Google. How many pounds of meat?
Well, they recommend like half a pound per person, which is also
a lot.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
But then also like, well, that's like if I have one meat. But if I'm ordering four meats, do I really expect that people are eating like 2 pounds of meat? Like, I don't know.
I think you need, which meats are you getting?
Well, we're going to have a brisket, a pulled pork, a chicken, and ribs. So
I think the least amount that will get eaten is, my guess is the chicken.
probably.
Because it's just
but not like poultry. It'll be chicken on the bone and then ribs, obviously. But I literally just sent the menu to the guy, the owner, and I was like, you figure it out.
Yeah, just tell him how many people are going to be there and let him pick. I agree.
I'm like, stop making me think like this. I'm not a barbarian.
You don't run a restaurant.
I'm not a cave person. I don't know.
I love barbecue.
Don't make me think like this. It's disgusting.
Ugh.
Gross. But, yeah, no, I'll tell you how many, you know, how many trays of salad we need. But I can't, I'm not going to tell you how many pounds of meat somebody's going to eat. That's disgusting.
I feel like when you're ordering the ribs, it's the weight, there's very little meat on them. I feel like.
Well, the weight, they don't count that as weight. They
so
count
how did
the
you do that?
Ribs as like racks. But so again, I don't know.
How many racks?
I don't know. How big is the cow? Start with that. March that cow in front of me. Let me see it. Let me hug it so I know how big their ribs are. So, I don't know. But it's the brisket and the pulled pork. The half. I don't even, like, that doesn't, how many, I don't even know. Can you imagine going to a restaurant and be like, oh, I'm going to have a pound of your finest pork and then give me a pound.
Yeah, I mean,
beef,
they should just, whatever they normally serve a person should
be. It just
be.
Seems so gross. It seems so weird. A pound, you have a pound of food.
Do you have your clothing sorted for the
I have my clothing sorted. Thank you for asking. Awesome. I not only picked up my dress this week, ooh, but my undergarments came in the mail.
Are they like those massively hefty things that you, like a, like the scuba outfit, basically, that you're going to wear?
Well, no. I have my gigantic brassiere from when my niece Laura got married. It is enormous. For what reason, I do not know. Part of it doesn't even touch my skin. I don't know what it's doing. I don't know what's happening. But somehow, the ladies at the dress store think that that's what I should be wearing.
Okay.
So
okay,
I'll make them happy. I'll wear that giant brassiere. And of course, it was crazy expensive. Probably more expensive than the wedding itself. And then I got this crazy, like, thing, like a Spanx, but it's not Spanx. And then it crisscrosses over my quote unquote, it's an abdomen, but I can't really call it an abdomen. It's my midsection.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You might have to send me a link to that because I got a dress. I don't know. I got this dress. Let's put it this way. I got this dress. I finally forced myself to try it on, but I was, we only have one full-length mirror in the house, and it's in my daughter's room, so she was sleeping. Mm-hmm. So I put it on in the bathroom. I stood on the toilet to see if it looked okay.
I think that's what most models do.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know. It went on, and then I'm like, I guess that's okay. And I've been afraid to put it on again. I know it's just going to look like shit, and I'm not going to find anything that's better. And
listen,
you
know what they say, the age-old saying, if it looks good on the toilet, it's going to look good on the dance floor.
I might just stay in the toilet the whole time and then
just stay in the toilet. Stay on the toilet. Yeah. Just stand on the toilet.
So it just, yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah,
it's very
I'm good. And you
heavy.
Know what else? What's great about what we wear? We're not the bride.
Nobody cares.
So it's
exactly.
Awesome.
It is true.
Yeah.
It's a very heavy dress because it is beaded. And it weighs like 90 pounds. But I like that because it forces it away from my body because it has its own weight. So it's like a little bit, it's a little less unattractive.
So it's not clingy. It won't be clingy.
It's a little less. Well, it's not clingy because, you know, I'm fat. Yeah. But,
I don't have a pocketbook, I'm just realizing.
You said pocketbook, you know.
Yeah, I did.
And not a
purse. What was it to say? Bag?
Purse.
Purse? I think I'll bring my backpack.
Bring your backpack. I would. Do you need a pocketbook?
I guess.
If
you,
I feel
my phone
like
my
the
aunt.
Only thing that you could that's acceptable. I think it has to be a clutch, and it has to be fancy. I think you need like a fancy clutch.
Well, my brassiere is big enough. I can put my phone.
Yeah, just
and
stick your phone.
A chapstick.
Yeah,
in
you
there.
Chapstick in there. That's fine. And problem solved. Problem solved.
Done.
You don't have pockets, I guess.
No, that was a big mistake.
Can't you just make John carry your cross?
I could really sew a patch on the front of it and keep the front open and make a pouch.
Yeah, you could do like a lanyard.
I could do that.
And just, you could clip your keys to it.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
I could totally do that.
Yeah, I don't know, your lip balm still, so maybe that's not going to work. So I'm thinking.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah,
Lip balm is good with the brassiere.
Maybe you could just bring one of the bags from Whole Foods.
Oh, yes.
In that way, yeah, you can fit whatever you need.
I love a tote.
Yeah.
I'm all about a tote.
I think it'll
be
good.
All right, I got to get a clutch.
I think it has to be a clutch, I think. God knows, I don't know.
But... Or my lunch bag. How about my lunch bag?
That's kind of nice, actually.
It's perfect.
It's not terrible.
It's normal.
Yeah. Your office is pretty nice. All right. It's in our office.
And my office is very cool.
Yeah,
it's the
with
coolest
your
thing
giant
about
water bottle.
My water bottle is larger than it appears.
It's still pretty big. So this is a tough week for us. So I'm glad we got to do this because I was worried we wouldn't do it at all, and then would have been weeks and weeks. I cannot.
No, it's been too long anyway.
It's been
but
too
really,
long.
Like, excuse us because
yes.
There was last week. I couldn't speak and I was having trouble swallowing.
Oh, that's, I've done that. I had that swallowing thing. It's very disturbing. And then you think about it and then you really can't swallow. And then spit is like,
I
building.
Was talking like this.
Spit builds up in your mouth and you start to panic because you're 100% sure you're never going to swallow again. Like that was the last time and you didn't know.
My voice was very tight.
I'm going to tell you this horrible thing that I've been thinking of. Because of Layla, I'm sure I'm going away to college. But something else triggered it, and I don't remember what it was. It's like I'm obsessed with not knowing when it's the last time you're going to do something. It's like my new thing to be upset about. And I'm like, oh
God.
I'm not even going to come up with this. I unfortunately, this is going to make me cry, but I still remember thinking about this when my mother died. Because everyone's like on her for drinking Diet Pepsi. And I'm like, you know, she never really had like... just that last Diet Pepsi where she could enjoy it and people weren't like bugging her about it. And, you know, I don't know, that really bothered me
just
for
like,
some reason.
Have the goddamn Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. So first of all, one, that's the motto for everybody. Have your Pepsi. And I don't know, something happened and something did occur. And it was like the last, oh, I know what it was. And I don't know if you know this. I was waiting for the podcast to bring it up. Do you know the fireplace permanently closed?
Yes, I did.
So this is a restaurant that's been around, I don't know, 60 years or something. And we
went
there.
Yeah. Our parents'
whole
lives, basically.
Yeah. So like forever. Yeah. And it's just like this gross, ridiculous place that, I don't know, but it's one of a kind. It's, you know, it wasn't a chain.
Yeah.
It's like this really strange decor. It had fireplaces, which is why it's called that. It had these like weird big wood tables and... it just closed, and I think they purposely didn't tell people in advance. They only announced it on the last day, and so I was like, "Damn, we didn't get to go there one last time." And I was really upset about that. So I was like, "We didn't know that that time 4 weeks ago was the last time we were ever going to eat there."
Right.
So I found that really weirdly upsetting.
I read someplace, some depressing somewhere. There was a point in time where your parents put you down and never picked you up again.
Oh, yeah. I read that, too. Where the fuck did we read that? Was that
that was
BuzzFeed?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. What the hell? That
and
was
so
horrible.
Of course, there was a point in time where you put down your babies and you never picked them back up again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I have to pick up my children.
Yeah, but we
like
can't
because
they're way taller than us, so we can't pick
them
up.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be hard, but I have to pick them up.
I make them sit on my lap. So
yeah,
I don't think that counts.
Yeah,
that's I read that too. That is terrible.
Yeah.
Whoever published that should be smacked.
They should be smacked for sure.
That's not acceptable comment.
Yeah, but you're right because you don't know the last time.
No, exactly. That I mean, unless you're doing
it
on purpose, I guess. But you still never know. It's going to be the last time until it really is the last time. All right.
Well, R.I.P. Fireplace. It was awesome. I loved it there. It was my favorite place. It was the only place I would actually get like a cheeseburger.
Yeah. I love their roast beef sandwiches.
I would never get
love their roast beef sandwiches. It's really upsetting. And I'm sure they're going to open yet another fucking one of those stupid condo complexes with the stores.
No.
The
I'm going to tell you what they're going to open there.
Is it
going to
be
a Chick-fil-A?
Is it?
Which I'm not mad about.
No, people are going to be delighted about that. I am, even though none of my gay friends stick to this, and they all eat Chick-fil-A all the time, I have stuck to my guns, and I have not eaten Chick-fil-A in X number of years. But literally, I think I'm the only person.
I think you're the only one.
Nobody cares anymore except me. So, wow.
I think that's what I've heard.
My dad loves it so much. This is all a little pathetic, but he'll drive to the mall, which is very close to his house, but he will drive to the mall and buy two Chick-fil-A sandwiches, one for later. It's really sad. I think my dad going to the mall by Chick-fil-A by himself is also very upsetting. Anyway, I'm very sentimental, obviously. I'm like literally sobbing.
I know.
It's really embarrassing how many podcasts I've cried. We should do a compilation of just me crying. It'd probably be like an hour.
It'll be easy to find. It's pretty much every other podcast.
Around this time, I think it's about the half an hour mark, I start crying.
I think it's about that. We can find it between 25 and 35 minutes.
All right, I'm done.
All right.
I guess we better go.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Oh, yes, Friday the 13th.
Everybody knows it's a good luck day. Today's a good luck day.
All right. Love you,
everybody. Thanks for hanging in.
We'll see you. I can do this next week, Sue. I'll be back. So if you're up for it, we're on, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely not be swallowing at all by then.
That's fine.
And I'll be starving. If you can make like anything in weeks,
cranky noises in the background, that's fine.
I'll be like this. I don't handle stress well.
I would like to do a podcast like that. All right. Yeah, it's best. We'll do a laying on the floor. All right. Love you, everybody. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.